turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah 58th chapter. And something the Lord put on my heart to minister. You know, I had stated that February would be a month of prayer. Everybody say a month of prayer. We stood on 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will look down from heaven and heal their land. And, you know, I tell you what, when we got together, something happened in the spirit. We came together. And I don't believe I've ever experienced this in the church thus far is that strong. We came together in unity, prayed in the spirit, and we had a manifestation of God's presence real strong in there. And we knew we had spiritual breakthrough in our lives. We knew we had spiritual breakthrough for the church. We knew that things were happening in the spirit. Hallelujah. And we got excited because we know that God is on the move in our lives and in the church. And when you pray, especially when those that pray in the spirit, because when you pray in the spirit, you release the supernatural of God to move because it's God's spirit praying through you. How many know God prays through you? Especially when you pray in the spirit tongues. Now some people just despise that because they don't want to hear it. But I can tell you they're in a gall of bitterness and they're in unbelief because it's in the word. And when you pray in tongues, you pray the supernatural words of God. You actually release Zoe into the atmosphere, and God begins to perform His word through you, and you release the ability of God to perform His perfect will in your life and in the lives that you're praying for. And then later on comes the deliverance. But see, when you have that breakthrough, when you're praying in the spirit, you know that God's birthing things in the spirit that will happen in the natural. Can everybody say amen? Now, I want to bring out Isaiah 58 because I really do believe, as children of God, God's placed us in a supernatural way of life as believers to be able to be, He enables us to be a blessing. Everybody say a blessing. Say, I am a blessing. Everywhere I go. How many have had experiences where people come to you that had a specific need and you had that substance to fill that need? How many have had that experience? We all have, haven't we? And what happened? You got blessed. It wasn't because something happened, you got something. What happened is you received joy in your heart that you were able to help that person and that you began to please the heart of God. See, the only way that the world can be blessed, if the blessing is being released through the living church, the body of Christ. Everybody say the body of Christ. And God has released us as we are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, to the ability to do whatever God places in our life to do. And then when you fulfill that purpose, you become an open well from God. I said you become an open well from God. And whether that person is there under deception, it don't really matter. Maybe God put that person in your life for a season so it would open up things in your life and get breakthrough, breakthrough and breakthrough. It's not a matter whether the person receives what you have to give them. It's a matter that you're pleasing God in the presence of the situation. Can I get to the word? Fifth verse. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and acceptable day to the Lord? God's asking these questions. Is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness? Now listen to me now. To undo the heavy burdens? And to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor, that they are cast out to thy house? You know, this is why we do what we do on Wednesday night. We don't do that just so we'd come and have a feast. Although I like that. I like breaking bread with my brothers and sisters. It's a twofold experience. But you know and I know, a lot of people come in there hungry. And we're doing it exactly for this reason, right here. I like how Assembly of God has a program where they have a food distribution center. I think it's a good thing. Because people that are hungry all over the neighborhood, not just to their church, but anywhere they could come in and get blessed, and they have need of food. Now, you and I, we don't necessarily need to take the time to go get that stuff. But there's people out there in that neighborhood that need it. And whether they take advantage of it or not, it doesn't really matter. Because Jesus didn't pick out certain ones when he fed them in the wilderness, did he? Or during the time that he preached, he fed everybody. Isn't that right? But this church is reaching out and feeding people on Wednesday night. Whether it be small, it doesn't matter with God. It's exactly what Isaiah 58 says, that this is a type of fast. And you know what? I couldn't tell you how many people. You know, I used to have a hard time buying people lunch when I was young in the Lord. But you know what? I get more people around me. I end up buying more. I am in a position where I can be a blessing to everybody I come around. Now I'm going to tell you something. I've never been there before. I buy more lunches and dinners than I ever had since I become a believer. Amen. Not because I'm so great, but I fulfill that Isaiah 58. And I didn't limit myself by what I thought I had. You ever read that scripture? And they limited the Holy One of God. You can limit God from being a blessing. Amen. It is better to give. I remember I got that revelation. It's better to give than it is to receive. Because when you're on the giving part, you enter into a whole realm of the anointing in your life that you begin to walk in the overflow. You don't see it overnight, but before you know it, you're in a position to get new jobs, more money, buy more cars, be a blessing to your church, and pay your tithes and give offerings. What we need to do as a church is get our eyes off ourselves and get it on the kingdom of God and flow in the anointing of Jesus in our lives so we can come out of those things that we're trying to come out of. If you need healing in your life, go lay hands on the sick. It'll make it easier for you to believe for yourself. Do something you haven't done before. If you ask the Lord today, what can I do to be a blessing? You better brace yourself. You might begin to think, well, is this God? I didn't think this church could afford meals every Wednesday night. But you know what? It always seems to get there. We never had a late payment on the lease. We never went behind on the church bus. Never! And always had more than enough to take some of the constituents that come into our ministry to feed them and give them money when they come in to minister. Now, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on God. You go to bragging on God that way, it won't be very long. You'll be on the blessing side. You go around bragging to people, especially unbelievers, that he meets your need according to his riches and glory. You start telling them, I never used to pay my bills before, but since I've been trusting Jesus, he's been making a way where there is no way. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I like that word life because that's Zoe. That ain't just living the life for Jesus. That's Zoe. That's the anointing of God that was placed in your life because of the blessing of Abraham. I feel like preaching today. Everybody say amen. Repeat this. I am hearing from the Spirit of the Lord, and I'm glad. See, it's important that we hear from God with gladness. Amen. Doesn't matter where you're at. I can tell you this. You received the message today. Your days without are over. You're standing in the threshold. He is about to make you a blessing. Don't look at me like that. Seventh verse, it is not to deal thy bread. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, and that thou cover him, and that thou hide thyself from thine own flesh? I tell you, I had a test one day when this was back when I didn't have a washer and dryer. I was at the cleaners and I was believing God for prosperity. I didn't have anything. I learned something that day and never been able to forget it. Never been able to. This guy walked in. It was like 7 or 8 degrees outside. I had this nice, somebody had given it to me. I had a pair of gloves and I walked in and I felt like I was supposed to give the gift or something like I feel in church. But it wasn't that at all. Lord started saying, I want you to give your jacket to this guy. He came in here in a t-shirt, looking through the trash. It was like 8, 9 degrees. And the Lord spoke to me, he says, I want you to give him your jacket. Sounds like a setup to me. Did I not want to give that jacket up? No, I didn't. But he said, give that man a jacket. You know what? I felt in my heart that guy needed a jacket. You don't take a brain surgeon to think that guy, and digging through the trash? Come on! Some of us are so heartless, and I don't mean this to be negative or confessing wrong things, but sometimes we don't even see God when God's sitting there shaking in front of you. There, here I am, here! Do something! This guy needs something! You got the very thing that you have need of. And you know what? I gave him my jacket. And I felt super, super Christian. And my wife says, what did you do that for? I said, you see him? He don't have a jacket. I had another old jacket at home I could use. But he didn't have a jacket. And he was cold. And he was hungry. And so I gave him my jacket. Anybody ever heard this testimony yet? You need to hear this. So after he went off, he was, thank you, thank you, thank you. Walked out the front door. And then the Lord spoke and said, how come you didn't give me your gloves? Do you know what? You know, the Bible says, don't be weary in entertaining strangers unaware, for there might be angels. That guy was an angel. God wanted to know if I would start blessing him. Can he trust me? I couldn't tell you. I wish I'd have kept track what happened after that day. I got so blessed. I needed gifts for my kids, and I spoke the word in faith, and the trees went whew. Do you ever speak a word of faith and see the trees just whirl? Some of you are going to think I'm crazy. I'm not. That happened. You know? And you know what? I had several jobs come in when I spoke that it just, I mean, blessed the socks. You don't think God wants to bless the socks off in you? He does. Amen. But he wants you to receive it in the right frame of mind that it doesn't hurt you. Amen? Some of us can't handle the tithe. You get blessed with your tithe, get a few $1,000 and you're gone. We never see you again. Don't look at me that way just because I'm preaching the truth. They think they made it. No, you ain't made it. You're just at the first square. You know, I had to learn that too. You ever been there? Been there, done that. Now listen to what he says here. Is it not to deal the bread to the hungry, and that thou being poor, that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, and thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then, mark down that number there, 8. 8's new beginnings. Did I say new beginnings earlier, tomorrow? Look what he begins to say at verse 8. Everybody say verse 8. He says this, then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am, if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and putting forth of the finger, and speak in vanity. Quit going around accusing people. And pointing the finger, isn't that what he says? And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Whoa! And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make thy bones that thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. I like that song today, Well, Come to the Well. It never ceases to amaze me how these songs will match up with the message. Hallelujah. And they that shall be of thee shall build up the old waste places. Listen to you, Spirit Life Worship Center. Listen to this. You're with me. We can build up the waste places. We can take a hold of independence and shake it. Shake the devil out of them. Don't tell me we can't. Everybody say we can. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make thy bones, and that thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build up old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths that dwell in, or to dwell in. In other words, God's in the restoring business, and he was going to restore your life to go in a direction that can build up the waste places of Zion, God's dwelling place, where God is in his presence, is here. Can everybody agree his presence is here today? Hallelujah. Then turn with me to 1 John, the 3rd chapter, and I'll close. I won't preach long today. Is anybody getting anything out of this? Third chapter. Everybody say amen. Let's just go up to 16. I was going to say from 18, but let's just go up to 16th verse. And you'll see what's going on here. It says this, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. I guarantee you, when you begin to lay down your life, especially here at Spirit Life, God, if you don't get with it here, he's going to put you somewhere to get with. Are you with me? With your whole heart. Look at your neighbor and say, your whole heart. God doesn't want a piece of you. He don't want you just to go to church on Sunday. He wants you to participate. He wants you to get totally involved in what God's doing in the land. He wants you to get involved in what he's doing in Independence because you live here. He wants you to get involved with something that's going forward and not behind. Okay? But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels and compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Now, there's something down in this scripture I want you to see, and I got that revelation, and that's how I got the $14,000 miracle I needed when I needed it. I got that revelation when Kenneth Hagin Sr. was preaching on this scripture. I got totally set free. Everybody say amen. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let's be doers of the word. If God's called us to be a blessing, then start out where you're at to be a blessing. And do it as unto the Lord. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. This is what got me right there. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. It's good what it says down below, but I want to bring particular attention to this. How many want everything that you ask God for? As long as it's God's will, right? You may have a particular need in your life, and he'll position you to be a blessing until you come all completely out of your need. Now, I ain't going to mention any names, but I know a few people that came out of their need because they become pleasing to the Lord. They couldn't wait to get in here to do whatever they needed because they had the resources to do it. And those that came around them that had needs, they were willing and ready and willing to do what it was to do in the Lord. I got news for you. This is the fast that God's called us to do as believers. Become a blessing in your neighborhood. Become a blessing in your school. Become a blessing in your church. Become a blessing everywhere you go. And God will take the limits off of you. And you'll become a blessing in your own house. Let's stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah.